My question is about sleep. I'm always tired. And, of course, I've been telling myself that forever, and maybe that's another reason I'm always tired. But
maybe.
Could sleep be maybe my body needs it, or could it be a kind of a cop-out, or could it be a joy?
Well, as you listen to us here today, do you think it is a cop-out to seek the path of least resistance?
No.
And can you see that sleep might be that?
Yes.
And so is it a bad thing or a good thing?
It's a good thing.
And so then you say, well, in that sense it is a good thing, but isn't it a bad thing that I need it? And we say, so it's a bad thing to take the path of least resistance. In other words, what you're saying is I should always be in the perfect place and I should never be in a place where I'm trying to make it better. And we say, you're always reaching for the optimum situation. Sleep is a withdrawal of consciousness. And when you withdraw your consciousness, just like with the death experience, you withdraw your attention, which causes your vibration to shift. And so the best thing about sleeping is that it gives you an opportunity to have an energy realigning. Sometimes people do not understand that because they will sometimes go to bed worried about something, and when they wake up, they're still worried about it, and so they assume that there was really no advantage to being asleep. But during the slumbering time, there is a withdrawal of consciousness, and there is an absolute raising of your vibration. And that is the most important thing about sleeping. Esther loves sleeping. It's important to acknowledge that sleeping, because of the withdrawal of any resistance, is a higher vibration. And so when you get accustomed, when you consciously acknowledge that you really want to feel good, then sleeping seems like a really good idea, because at many levels of your being, you understand that you are raising your vibration during slumber. There are a lot of people that are not very excited about slumbering because they think it is a waste of life. But then anyone that thinks anything is a waste of anything is looking from a shortage vantage point, aren't they? And so when you understand that there is no shortage of life, if you are enjoying your slumber, then we would say enjoy your slumber. If you feel guilty about sleeping after you awaken, you sort of undo the advantage that the sleeping gave you to begin with. And so we would find a way of finding advantages in everything that you do. Sleep is a good thing. You don't need as much sleep as most of you think. The greatest advantage of slumber is that it allows you realignment. And so in the same way that we would not say that one activity is more valuable than another, we would not say being awake is more valuable than being asleep. We do acknowledge that you have come forth intending to be focused in this time-space reality. And when you are awake and alert and deciding and wanting to feel good and finding a way of feeling good, that is the optimum physical experience. And so as we flow through your physical body, we do not spend a lot of time focused in one who is asleep. We prefer focusing through those who are awake because there is more fun going on. There is more opportunity for expansion going on. And we think that the more in alignment, then the less sleep you will require or even desire.
Thank you.
Yes. Second row. Yes. Yes.